This is Digital Story Podcast number 789, May 4th, 2021. Today's theme is the workshop plan. I'm Derek Story. Going into the second half of 2021 and planning the entire 2022 season, I want to share our TDS workshop plan with you. Many of us are already considering travel plans and thinking about the things that we want to do. I'm hoping to be very much a part of those plans. Here's what I'm working on. I hope you enjoy the show. So I will say this at the beginning of the show, that our workshops moving forward are going to be better than ever. And in large part, that is because of the things that we learned and the adjustments that we had to make during the second half of 2020 and the first half of 2021. The result is going to be a more full-bodied, a more accessible, and a more exciting workshop season that I think more people will be able to take part in. And I just love that side of it. I just love it that I think we're going to have even more participation the second half of this year rolling into next year. It has been fantastic up until this point over the course of 2021, and I don't see that changing. That being said, people like to know what's coming down the pike. They like to be able to make plans and think about the sort of things that they might be doing as travel becomes easier and safer, and everyone is just ready to get out there and stretch their wings a little bit, see the world, and in our case, take some great pictures. Not to mention breaking bread with each other and sharing stories, right? All of that is part of the workshop experience. Going forward, for the second half of this year, I'm going to talk about that, and I'm also going to talk about what I'm looking at for 2022. I'm going to give you an overview to begin with, and we're going to have two types of workshops. And this is not going to be groundbreaking news to you. You've probably already figured this out. The one type is going to be the return of the physical workshop, but a return in a much different way. And then the ongoing and refinement of the online workshop experience. Now, at the heart of both of these is what we have developed over the last few months. With Derek Story Online, we have a virtual workshop space that once you attend a workshop, you're in this space, or this space is available to you forever, for a lifetime, right? You know, that's a pretty good ticket right there, right? Attend one workshop, you're in the workshop space forever. Now, within this workshop space, Derek Story Online, we have all sorts of things. The main way that is organized is by groups, and those groups are workshops. So there are things that are specific to those workshops. For instance, we have an iPhone Pro workshop going right now. In that group, we have the people that attended the first iPhone Pro workshop, and then we have folks attending the one right now. They are all together. As we add workshops to each topic, that knowledge base grows. Those number of people grow. The amount of information cataloged there grows, and the number of people that you have to bounce ideas off, to share pictures with, to get their feedback from, that all grows as well. And that's one of the really important things about our workshops in general moving forward, which is it's not that one and done anymore. And not that I didn't enjoy the one and done. You know, we all meet somewhere beautiful. We take pictures. We share pictures. We have a great time. But then when we get in our cars and leave, it's over. And how about before we get there, you know, suddenly, you know, we do planning via email and things like that. That's not the same as sitting around a Zoom call a month before the workshop, comparing notes and asking questions and getting feedback and hearing what other people are asking, meeting your comrades ahead of time so that when you get there, you know who they are. All that kind of stuff wasn't available before. That's what I mean, one and done. You went there, you enjoyed, you left, it's over. That's no longer the case, unless you want it to be, okay? And if you decide that we're not as much fun to hang out with as you thought we were going to be, then you don't have to participate anymore. We will let you off the hook. But I think most folks want to keep it going, want to keep that going, because first of all, you have developed rapport with these people that you have a shared experience with. Second of all, you have common interests. In other words, if you attend a workshop on a specific subject, let's say black and white photography, then the other people in the workshop also have an interest in that subject. So then when you want to ask things or you want to bounce ideas off people, you're bouncing ideas off people who care about the subject that you care about as well. And I think that is super important. So this whole notion of having an online space that's just going to keep building and building and building with people who really like photography, with people who are knowledgeable about photography, and with people who care about the subjects that you care about, I think that is an incredible new dimension to our workshop experience, whether you go to a physical workshop or you attend an online one. In the end, you have access to the same space. Okay, so that part is really cool. Now, the other thing that I think is neat is that the online workshops, which are going to continue, so we have two types, the physical and the online, those allow us to explore subjects that maybe weren't as great for a physical workshop. And I'll give you a perfect example. In the early days of the digital story workshops, we used to do software-focused events. For example, I did a workshop on aperture, you know, back when aperture was a thing. And so people would come and we would study aperture. I would teach techniques. We would take pictures and process them and all that kind of stuff. And we actually did them here at the studio in Santa Rosa. Now, those were fun and they were well attended. But I think in this new age that we're in right now, that is better suited for an online event, right? Because as beautiful as Santa Rosa is, it isn't the Grand Canyon. You know, we would go take pictures and do things, but it's not a destination in that sense. It's not Yosemite. It's not Yellowstone. It's not the Oregon coast. It's not those kinds of places. So then to pay for the airfare, for the hotel room, for the meals, in addition to the workshop itself, that was a fairly high price for that kind of subject, learning a piece of software. So now that we have the online workshops, we can do the same thing. We can accomplish the same goals, but for a fraction of the price, because it doesn't make any difference exactly where I am when I'm teaching you how to use Lightroom or when we're talking about using On1 effects or whatever it is that we're looking at. I can be here. You can be where you are. We can save ourselves the airfare, the hotel room. You can eat home cooking, right? I can eat home cooking, and we can get just as much done. Plus, we have the ongoing online experience to lean on before, during, and after that event. So learning software, learning techniques, learning things like that, we can take care of online now and for a lot less money. Our online workshops, if you're not a Patreon member, if you're a photographer who just happens to love this community, is $145. $145 for an online event that basically runs a month. Okay, that's a really good value. All you need is an internet connection and be able to get on Zoom, and you can join that event. That is really terrific. Now, our physical workshops, of course, are a lot more involved. And those now are going to focus on places that really warrant the effort of us getting there and experiencing them. After a year of being shut in, a lot of places are going to sound really good right now. But I'm still going to pick places that would sound good even before a year of shelter in place, if you know what I'm saying there. So those events now are really going to key off the location. The location's going to be really important. We're still going to have the classroom. We're still going to have the lab. We're still going to have the presentations. We're going to have all of that stuff, but we're really going to key on the specific places that we want to go as a group that we want to go that merits us paying for the travel, the hotel, and the meals that go along with the workshop itself. Now, here's the cool thing, and that I've been mentioning all along. Let's say that we're going to have a workshop in November, a physical workshop in November, which, by the way, we are. I'm going to talk about that in a few minutes. Well, what we can do then, as early as September, we can start talking about the preparations for that workshop. We can have Zoom meetings that talk about the gear that you might want, the clothing that might work well for you, different ideas about getting there, how long you should stay, things that you could do after or before the workshop to extend the vacation and make it even longer. At the same time, while we're talking about those things before the workshop, we can be meeting each other, getting to know each other, asking each other questions, things like that. So that when we end up at the spot itself, it's not this first day of, you know, everyone just kind of trying to get comfortable. You're already comfortable. You know what you need to have with you. You know who the people are that are sitting around you, and you're ready to go. That means we're going to get that much more out of each day of the physical workshop because we're able to do all of this pre-work ahead of time. And not only is it pre-work, I mean, calling it work, I think, we're not doing it justice because pre-fun isn't a good sounding word. It just sounds dorky, right? But you know what I'm saying. This is enjoyable. This is community. This is spending time with each other before the actual event. During the event itself, on a physical workshop, we're going to be very like hands-on. Okay, we're going to be dealing with each other. We're not going to use the online site very much during the event at a physical workshop, other than maybe posting some notifications, asking some questions, saying, hey, make sure you meet here at this time, that kind of stuff. But then after the event is over, after we hit the road, your head is going to have all sorts of wonderful ideas in it. You will have received feedback on pictures that you shared with other workshop members. Now, when you go back and rework those pictures, or when you share some of the pictures that you didn't have time to work on during the physical workshop, we're all there. We're all there waiting to see what you have. We're all there waiting to comment on your stuff. So then the workshop continues after we get in our cars and have gone home. And basically, it can continue for as long as we want. All right, we don't put an end on what happens there because this Derek Story Online is developing into its own online community. It's its own place, right, that you get to hang out, that you get to be a part of by virtue of you've attended a workshop, either online or physical. So that's the overview. That's what we're looking at going into the second half of this year, and then all of next year. Now let's focus on the second half of this year. I have two new events planned. The first one starts at the end of June, and it's called the Ultimate Black and White Photography Workshop. If that sounds familiar, it should, because we've run two of them already, both of them sold out. Now we're expanding the content in this one, because we have learned a lot in the infrared workshops that we're doing, that we're including now infrared black and white photography in the Ultimate Black and White Photography Workshop. So we're going to talk about black and white photography, capturing it with your camera, using the different film simulations, the different monochrome modes, all that stuff that's in your camera. And then we're going to talk about post-processing and the different types of software that help you really create monochromes and duotones that are absolutely beautiful. And then we're also going to be talking about how to use that very same camera that you're using for regular black and white photography to use it for infrared images also, so that we can add infrared black and white photography to this workshop. So this is going to be really cool. This is coming up on June 30th, and you can register for it now by clicking on the link in the show notes, or just go to thenimblephotographer.com and click on workshops, and you'll see it right there. So that's our next online workshop. Right now, the way the workshops are lined up, we're in the middle of the iPhone Pro workshop. Then after that, we have the sold-out infrared photography workshop. That'll be the second installment of that. And then after that, the ultimate black and white photography workshop begins. Now, I will probably add at least one more online workshop for 2021, and I'm debating about the different topics and so forth. If you have a burning idea that you think would be fantastic for an online workshop, and I've received some very good ideas lately, make sure that you send them to me. Just use the contact form at thenimblephotographer.com. Send me your idea, and maybe we can turn it into an online workshop. All right, so that is the next one on June 30th, and that will run basically the month of July. Okay, now in November, we have the return of our first physical workshop in over a year. Oh my gosh, has it been a long wait? So we are going to do the Oregon Coast Photography Workshop, and that's going to run the week of November 8th, 2021. November 8th, 2021 on the Oregon Coast, and I'm doing it with Scott Davenport, who has already run a couple workshops on the Oregon Coast. He knows the area really well, and he's done the workshops in November. So we're in pretty good standing here for this workshop. The way that we're going to do it, trying to make it as easy as possible for anyone who wants to attend. We're going to base the workshop in Florence, Oregon. Now, if you look on a map, you'll see that Florence is directly west of Eugene. So for those of you that are going to fly in, you can fly into Eugene Airport, rent a car there, in about an hour and a half, you're at Florence. Just go straight west and it'll take you right in to where our workshop is. We have rented an Airbnb that we're going to use for our workshop headquarters there. Nice big living space, great place to hang out, beautiful facility. And then there are two extremely affordable hotels that are within walking distance of that Airbnb where you can decide, I want to stay here, I want to stay here. You get to pick the accommodations that you want, walk over to headquarters when we meet, and then off we go. So it's just a really sweet setup. And as I said before, Scott has worked this area a couple times. He knows this area very well. He is a full-fledged workshop facilitator. So we basically have two instructors for this workshop, but yet we're still going to keep the limit to 10 people. So only 10 people for this workshop with two instructors. And because we've all been pent up for so long, we're going to add an extra day, you know, more than we normally do. So this will be 4 full days. You can come in the night before, maybe spend a little time there even before that. Be ready to go. We'll spend 4 full days during that week, and then you're probably going to want to hang out a day or so afterwards and be somewhere that's really cool. I mean, very cool. And Scott's work from that area is absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. You can see some of his pictures when you go to the workshop site. Okay. Now, speaking of the workshop site, you can register for the Oregon Coast Photography Workshop. Right now, the way that we're doing it is you put a deposit down. That deposit is $295, and you can read all about the workshop there. Plus, there's a link that goes over to Scott's site where he has even more information. So we got a ton of information for you about this workshop. The tuition for the whole event is $1,295. If you have a balance with me from a workshop from the 2020 season that we weren't able to do because of the pandemic, you can apply all of your balance to this event. And if you're an Inner Circle member, if you're a Patreon member for The Digital Story, you also will get a $100 discount off that second payment. So that would lower it for Inner Circle members to $1,195 instead of $295. And if you have a deposit or something from last year, that will come right off the top as well. We're hoping to make this a deluxe event. We wanted to come out of the shoot with something above and beyond what we normally do. We're going to do Derek's story online. We're going to have all the pre-work, all the post-work, all the good stuff. Two instructors, a really amazing agenda that Scott and I have been working on, and I'm totally excited. You can learn more by clicking on the link that's in the show notes, or just go to thenimblephotographer.com, click on workshops, you'll see it right there, and you can read all about it. And I'm hoping that you can join us for that event. Okay, one last thing here before we wrap up on the workshop topic, and that is what's going to happen in 2022. The next full workshop season is going to be a balance of physical and online events. And what I'm looking at right now are 3 physical events for 2022 and at least 6 online workshops. Now, I'm still working on the ideas, the places, the topics for 2022. I'm going to have that schedule posted this summer. So just know that we're going to have 3 physicals and at least a half a dozen onlines. And I'm thinking about places that we were going to do that got canceled. I'm thinking about Humboldt Redwoods, Eastern Sierra, Lassen Volcanic Park, Costa Rica, and others. These are all on my short list for 2022. However, if you have ideas, if you have a place that you think we should be covering, we should go to, we should do a workshop there, again, use the contact form on thenimblephotographer.com. Let me know what you're thinking, because right now what I want to do is put together the most enticing workshop season. I know some of you have been patiently waiting. You were signed up for workshops that got canceled in 2020. You're itching to get out there, and I want to present you with an opportunity that you just can't resist. So I want to hear from you. Use the contact form on the Nimble Photographer. Let me know what you're thinking. We're going to get that schedule put together. We're going to put together the online and the physicals all at once, so you'll know what's coming down the pike next year, and so you'll be able to make your plans. So that's where we're standing for our workshops right now for the second half of this year and looking to the 2022 season. I'm really excited. I just think that this formula, this current formula that we have, is so exciting, and I can't wait for you to be a part of it, whether you're joining us online, whether you're joining us in person, or whether you're just doing a mix of both. I'm looking forward to working with you and looking forward to getting back out into the field, taking pictures, spending time, sharing stories with members of this fantastic community of artists. All right, this is a new item that I didn't know about, but it's pretty interesting. It's a tablet. It's a new tablet, and it's not a Wacom. I found this story on Petapixel, and I have a link to the entire story there where you can read the entire review. And it's called Ence Labs Pen Tablet Review, Already Better Than Wacom. And it's spelled X-E-N-C-E-L-A-B-S. That's the name of it. Let me read you a little bit about what Petapixel wrote. What do you get when you take a bunch of former Wacom employees, start a new company, and give them carte blanche to develop a brand new pen tablet? What you get is Ence Labs, a new player in graphics that is bringing much needed innovation to a stale market. This is no cheap knockoff that we're talking about. Their new pen tablet medium just put Wacom on notice. For those of you who haven't been following this space, it's not that Wacom has been short of competition lately. XP Pen and Huron in particular have been releasing high quality pen tablets and pen displays at an alarming clip, while also charging a fraction of Wacom prices for a similar combination of core specs. We've reviewed a few of these products and have been duly impressed by what we found. But both X-Pen and Huron have been clearly Wacom knockoffs. They are high-quality knockoffs that offer similar performance but for a lot less money, but knockoffs all the same. You can't shake the feeling that you're using a product designed to undercut Wacom, which usually means cutting a few corners when it comes to build quality, software, customer support, and extraneous features like wireless connectivity. That's where the Ence Labs pen tablet sets itself apart. It's a true blue competitor that meets or exceeds the most stringent build standards, adds some refreshing design elements, and checks all the professional grade boxes. So I was looking at this thing, and it is beautiful. They do have some innovative ideas, and the review really digs in and talks about this. And the reason why I bring this to you is that pen tablets can be very useful for editing, and especially if you're someone that enjoys post-production. And let's face it, you know, we've had more time to do post-production lately because we haven't been out and about as much. If you're thinking that, hey, I might be ready for something like this, and maybe the Wacom tablet isn't perfect for me, or maybe I want something that's a little different than a Wacom, you should definitely look at these guys. So I have the link to the article in the show notes. This is a good-looking tablet with some additional controls. I think it could really enhance your editing experience, not to mention all the other things that you can do with a tablet, such as illustration and markup and those goodies as well. It's worth a look, and it's right there in the show notes. I want to mention that DP Review TV finally got around to reviewing the Olympus OMD EM10 Mark IV. This is a cool little camera. It really is a cool little camera. And they put it through its paces. They do these videos really well. I really like what Chris and those guys do with these videos. And, you know, it's about time that someone started talking a bit more about the EM10 Mark IV because, you know, this is a super compact, super capable, and pretty affordable Micro Four Thirds camera. It has a 20 megapixel sensor. It has in-body stabilization. And Chris and Jordan really kind of put it through its paces on their DP Review TV. If you've been wondering if this is a camera that you should be looking at, then take a look at this video. I have the link to it in the show notes. It's a great camera. I'm using the EM10 Mark III as my infrared camera, and I just love carrying this thing around. It's a terrific camera. It's so much fun to use. And I'm telling you, if you're looking for another Micro Four Thirds body, but you don't want to spend a lot of cheese, you should take a look at the EM10 Mark IV. It's a terrific piece of work. All right, let's take care of a little Virtual Camera Club news. So, Photos for macOS Big Sur and iPhone Essential Training is out on LinkedIn Learning, and it's also out on lynda.com. However, many of you know this already, it looks like lynda.com is finally going to be shutting down this year. LinkedIn has been keeping both sites going for quite a while, and I think now they're just going to fold everything into LinkedIn Learning. So if you already have a lynda.com subscription, it just moves right over to LinkedIn Learning. You can do that right now. But I think this training is really a lot of fun. I wrote on Sunday on the site, on the digital story, that I think Big Sur is ready for prime time now. 11.3, Mac OS 11.3. I'm using it on a couple machines, and I'm just having a great experience with it. It's fast. It's pretty. I just like using it, and you get some very nice tools in Photos for Mac OS with this latest version. What I do in this particular training is that I look at the iPhone and I look at Photos as two halves to a whole because they are so tightly integrated. And if you really want to get the most out of your iPhone using things like portrait mode and HDR and RAW, things like that, then this training will just help you milk every ounce of fun and quality out of that very capable device. I have a link to it in the show notes if you want to take a look at that training. I think it's a lot of fun, and I think you'll learn quite a bit as well. A big thanks to our Inner Circle members. If you are an Inner Circle member and you're interested in the Ultimate Black and White Workshop, there's a discount code waiting for you on the Patreon site, so go over there, make sure you get that discount code before you register. It will save you money, and saving money is always a good thing, one of the perks. And of course, if you want to take the leap for our Oregon Coast workshop, it will save you even more money, $100. Right, yes. That's just one of the many ways I try to express my gratitude to the Inner Circle members, the folks that support this community and this podcast month in and month out. If you're interested in becoming an Inner Circle member, all you have to do is click on the Patreon tile that's on all the pages of the digital story. Take a look at what's going on, and I hope you join us. It's a great group of people, and we really try to provide a lot of perks for this group because we value them so very much. I have a new piece going on Medium.com today. It's probably there already, depending on when you tune into this podcast. And it's called The Heartbreak That Is Aperture. We're coming up on the 7-year anniversary of when Aperture was discontinued, or as Apple would say, we're stopped developing it. Whatever you want to call it, killing it, right? We're coming up on the 7-year anniversary, and still in my workshops and my communications with people, many photographers are still very upset about that decision by Apple, and rightly so. And I thought, okay, we're coming up to the 7-year anniversary of when Apple killed it. And I decided to write a piece about it and, what has happened, how I found out about it, because I found out about it ahead of time, and just the story and my impressions about Aperture and then Photos for macOS and that whole situation and how it was handled by Apple. Those are the kinds of things that I write about on Medium.com. If you're interested, click on the link that's in the show notes, or just go to medium.com and then search for Derek's story, and you'll get my author's page with all of my articles. I have like 27, 28 articles there right now. And if you like what you see, hopefully you'll follow me as well. And finally, I want to give a huge shout out to our friends at Red River Paper. I've been doing some more printing again. I've been talking about printing a bit more with some folks because, well, honestly, people say, I have this really great image and, I want to do something with it. What should I do? And I feel like, God, that's such a setup for me. That's such a setup. Because my answer is, why don't you make a print of it, put it in a frame and hang it on the wall, or make a fine art card and send it to somebody you really care about and get that baby out there. Get it off your phone and get it on some paper where people can enjoy it as artwork and not just another email attachment. So at any rate, I love it when I get questions like that because I really get to evangelize printing because I think it's one of the great things in photography. It's one of the privileges of photography to be able to make artwork from our images. If you want to learn more about printing, if you want to find out about the different types of printing paper, if you want to read tutorials and printer reviews, click on the Red River Paper tile that's on all the pages of the Digital Story. That'll take you to our landing page, and then you can nose around from there. And they also have a wonderful Facebook page at facebook.com/Red River Paper. And a big thanks to them for sponsoring this podcast, longest running sponsor of the Digital Story. All right, it's going to do it for me this week. I hope you enjoyed our preview of what's coming down the pike for workshops. I'm working on some great stuff for next week. Make sure you come back and join me. Until then, stay safe, be creative. See you next Tuesday. Bye-bye now.